it's perfect because it's not subduing you. You're just
no, louder. But I want to hear. I want to hear more. Hear it, so I keep turning it up, but I don't want. Then I'm blasting you guys.
Well, come on over.
Should get a tilt thing for the.
Well, you know the old a lot of
the tilt bag makes so much sense.
My I've got another bigger amp than this, the Fender Twin Reverb.
Oh,
it's got those silver, these like legs. You can do that. You tilt it back.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah, this one does. That's before they thought of it.
this has it built into the body.
Yeah, that's nice. I like this amp a lot. Obviously.
That's a beautiful amp.
I actually, you know.
I covet
this. It's a crime to say, but I like this better than that. That's harder fine. To use.
These are not ours. These are Dale's.
Yeah, Dale's. Yeah.
Dale. Well, they're his daughters, so we're supposed to sell them, but...
His daughters?
He has two daughters.
I didn't know that. This is so... Dale's family's so fucking complicated. Yeah. There's always a new wrinkle.
But we're never going to sell them. We're just going to use them. And then when we die, they'll get them.
Yeah, hey.
But we're using them. Fuck them.
There you go. Yeah.
And it's great to have, you know, an old Fender 2 band. But, this needs to be played for volume.
I think it.
Yeah. Right. But these cranked a bit to really get
amp,
it out.
Yeah, it's
a staging.
And for this,
it seems to be missing its.
You could do something.
Bass or something. Yeah. I don't know if it's the tubes.
It's the way we're playing it. You know, we're playing it at low volume, and the electronics don't work that well. The only thing wants to be cranked.
Speaker's
fucking loud.
The speaker is the part that needs the bass. That needs to be driven.
It's the most you need to driven your dialy. Yeah, we're in the non-linear range.
We're in the low part of the speaker where it's not doing much.
Yeah, right. And the electronics too, though. Watch the picture.
The tubes can do whatever you want. They can do. They can deal.
Yeah, but I thought when you get near zero, you know, when you first turn on the gain, it's.
Now they have it biased up.
Oh, they are biased. Oh, well, that's okay. That's why Fender was smart. He did it.
They had a belt.
Yeah.
I think we learned that in WD-210.
Now we didn't cover this. Goddammit, I wish
we
had.
We covered
210.
We covered tubes in 2.
Now when I took it, they just touched on it in the fucking end. I had the mayor there.
We
Nichols.
Had it in the beginning. I did too. We had
he
tubes.
Just touched on tubes in the end.
Oh, we had it at the very beginning.
Well, they changed the course.
Oh. Wait a minute, you took it before?
No. Yeah,
they made it better, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did in general. It's funny. I had a couple friends who went, you know, even later, you know, a couple years after. They were talking, you know, about this guy. Said, I had the greatest professor. And I said, man, I had the worst professor. It was the same fucking guy.
Right.
It was just a couple years later. But, you know, my complaint, it's objective, not subjective.
Yeah.
So many lectures, he came in, did a derivation, and stopped.
Right.
Said, you know, what I've got on the board is different than what my notes.
Uh-huh.
And would spend the rest of the class trying to figure out where the fuck he went wrong, which one was right, and just fucking toast it. He did that at least half dozen
times. I'm sorry. That's what, he just
that's
started.
Incompetent.
That's
incompetent.
This
is the same guy.
That's
2 years
bad.
Later, he was...
Wait, who was it? Nichols?
No.
Oh, no.
This is in...
Heat Dirks.
You would know. He was a Cornell.
Mechanical.
He was a mechanical.
Okay.
I
took... I
can't think of his name. But.
I took mechanics of solids. I didn't take dynamics.
Dynamics is a good course. Mm-hmm. That's one I knew.
Yeah, but I didn't have to take it. And
right. I had
other stuff I had to take.
Yep.
But mechanics, I had good guy. He had a buck teeth and an English accent. He says, Hook's law. I've got a picture, Hook. Hook's law. It's like a spring. It's a spring law.
It's a spring law?
You've got the... What do you call it? The... The modulus of elasticity. Like for steel, it's 32 million pounds per square inch. So he'd say, alright, let's say you got a cylinder. It's pressurized. It's got equal pressure on all inside of it.
Equal pressure? Yeah.
Well, we derive the stress. The stress
pressure
horizontally.
Oh, pressure.
Or
pressure going down.
Radially on that. And we find that the stress is double to split the seam. So you know how you can remember that? When you roast weenies, they always split down the long way.
That's good.
Those are the best teeth.
Yeah.
But he had a buck teeth. So they always split down the long way, you know?
You must have taken thermodynamics.
Oh yeah, with
Bart.
Bart, yeah, Bart.
Fine, Bart was great.
He was the
first law of thermodynamics. Yeah. You only got so much.
Right.
Second law, well, you got a little less than you thought.
You know, and he goes, okay, you create a heat, a cold reservoir over here, and a hot reservoir over here, and then you have this transfer. Professor. Yes. How do you create the heat differential? Well, you build a fire over here and you put some ice over here. Okay, so let's just talk about what's going on instead of you just asking stupid questions. No, he didn't diss the guy except by just going, you just put ice over here.
Oh, he was a nice guy. He was a
really nice guy.
He was really nice.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
He has much to do as well.
Did you use that?